The call is stronger than the fall. How would you respond if I asked you who you were and what you're doing with your life? Would you tell me you're a father, a mother, a hard worker? Would you tell me what job you're working or what career path you've taken? Would you attempt to paint the picture of who you are by your success, or maybe even by the way you've influenced the world around you? Now that your mind is wandering, let me ask the real question that we all hint at when we meet someone new. What is your calling in life, and how are you going about it? We've all been asked this question in one form or another. For many, it's a question we will ask ourselves throughout our lives as we stop to evaluate our progress in each season. Some of us will grade ourselves based on our goals. Some will answer by the means of success. However, many will answer based on past failures as our hearts and minds are unable to check off on the imaginary checklists we've created. It's the running tally we must check off at each step of the way to know our progress of where we want to be in the amount of time we've allotted ourselves. You know, it's that list that seems unattainable as we realize there are far fewer check marks next to the goals we've set out to obtain. It's a list that we don't want to think about as it now reminds us of our unmet goals, aka our failures. Failure is the word I wish to expound on. It's common ground for everyone. We can't escape failure, and we've all experienced it. It's also the word that has the ability to stop our progress, give us feelings of despair and depression, and even affect the world around us. Most of us carry our failures with us every day, as if they're a wound that never heals. Even now, you're likely calculating your own failures and experiencing these negative feelings. Now that I have your attention and brought your failures to the surface, I would like to make a public service announcement. You are not a failure despite experiencing failure. It's not a question of if we fail, it's a matter of when. However, the Bible reminds us that we can overcome any obstacle, especially failure. Philippians 4:13 says, "For I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength." Your calling in life has not been wrecked because you weren't able to complete a certain task by certain impossible timeframes. The following scripture reminds us to get back to our calling whenever we experience failure. Do you see what this means? All these pioneers who blazed the way, all these veterans cheering us on. It means we'd better get on with it. Strip down, start running, and never quit. No extra spiritual fat. No parasitic sins. Keep your eyes on Jesus, who both began and finished this race that we are in. Study how he did it, because he never lost sight of where he was headed. That exhilarating finish in and with God. He could put up with anything along the way. Cross, shame, whatever. And now he's there, in the place of honor right alongside God. When you find yourselves flagging in your faith, go over that story again, item by item, that long litany of hostility he plowed through, that will shoot adrenaline into your souls. Hebrews 12 verses 1 through 3. Your failures do not define who you are. Failure has a loud voice, and it constantly lies to you. The only way to keep failure from stopping you from fulfilling your calling is to constantly be reminded of the truth of who God says we are. For God did not give us a spirit of timidity or cowardice or fear, but he has given us the spirit of power and of love and of a sound mind and personal discipline, abilities that result in a calm, well-balanced mind and self-control. 2 Timothy 1:7. Go the extra mile. I hope you can see that failures can no longer hold you captive to what God has called you to do in your life. So I encourage you to dream again. Ask God to give you a picture of who he created you to be. He has a plan for you because you are unique and created with purpose to do great things. Ephesians 2 verse 10 says, "For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus, so we can do the good things he planned for us long ago."